Shalom Aleichem, welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Yisrael, the Parsha of the Aseret HaDibrais, a very special Parsha as the story of the Tereseinu HaKadosha turns from the birth of Klal Yisrael to the mitzvahs of Klal Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael comes to the Har, Har Sinai, Rashi says they come Ki ish echad b'leiv echad, which is certainly al pipshat, that all the Jews were ba'achdus, everyone was one. All the many Jews were ki ish echad b'leiv echad. Although, it will be enough to say ki ish echad. Rav Gedalia Shor and Rav Gedalia brings a wonderful biur, a hezber al pidrash, in the kavana of Chazal, when Chazal say, Ki'ish echad b'leiv echad, one man, one heart, he explains incredibly the following way. He says, it's not enough ki'ish echad. There are many people who, as individuals, each person is an individual, he's one person. But even that one person himself could be full of stiris, could be full of contradictions. He's not necessarily b'leiv echad. He has certain feelings to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has other feelings to pursue the pleasures of this world, even at the expense of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A human being is full of contradictions by nature. Ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad, is the idea that not only were they one person, but even the person himself has to work hard to be leiv echad. It's very hard. It's very difficult. Human beings are full of contradictions. Paiseach ha-shnei ha-sifim. People lack focus on the goals of life. If someone could focus on the true goals of his life all the time, then he would be ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad. He would be one person with one focus, with one desire. Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad. With one focus, focused totally on Kabbalah Satayra. In the Kuzari, the Melech HaKuzar asks the Chacham, he says, what does it mean, the word chassid, a righteous person, a chassid? What does that mean? And the Chacham answers, it's a marshal to a king who rules over his country, where every part of the country is loyal to him, every neighborhood, every city, every farm, everyone is loyal to that king. And the Kuzar asks, you didn't answer my question. I didn't ask you to explain being king. I asked you to explain being a chassid, a righteous person. And the Chacham replied, a human being has the ability to be king over all of his evarim, over all the parts of him, over all his desires, his drives. A chassid is like a king who is a king over every part of his kingdom. So too with us, we have the ability to rule over ourselves totally. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Atem tiyu li mamleches kayinim v'gai kadosh. All of you should be mamleches kayinim, a kingdom of kayinim. Everyone's a king? Says Rav Shor, yes. Everyone's a king. A melech b'layam can be king without followers. They're the person's body. A person has the ability to focus and concentrate on being focused and being aimed on a singular goal. Says Rav Shor, that's what it means. The Gemara says at the end of the third parak of the Darim that Avraham Avinu, Himlicha Yashem, Aramach Evarim, Hashem made him king over all of his limbs. What does it mean? It means he controlled everything. Of course, the idea of this, of Ki'ish Echad B'leiv Echad, is that when we learn about Matan Torah, we have to learn about that goal of having a singular focus. When we stand up in shul and we listen to the Aseres HaDibros, our goal is to understand that to be a Mekabalat Torah, a person has to have a focus and nothing else matters, except Kabbalah HaTorah, except being the Kabbalah on ourselves to do the Ratzon Hashem. Kalois Kechamurais, whatever it might be, all of it is important. Ki ish echad, all parts of what you do, you have to try to do correctly. It's a hard job. But reminding ourselves of our goal, that's Shabbos Parshas Yisrael. That's what the Parsha is all about. And so, the important understanding of Ki ish echad, Balev echad, what it means to be a king over yourself. Let's move on to a second thought relating to the beginning of the parasha. At the beginning of the parasha, we find Yisrael coming and meeting his son-in-law, Moshe Rabbeinu. It's interesting. He's called Yisrael because he was Moshe Parsha Echad B'Torah. He added one parasha. What was the parasha? 20 psukim. Why did he add to the Torah? He criticized his son-in-law. He came. And all we know, besides, of course, the fact that they had a seuda together, all we know about him talking to Avraham, to Moshe Rabbeinu, is one thing. He tells Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you doing? Leisucha, you can't do that. Not going to work. He's critical of the way Moshe Rabbeinu was running his job of being the shayfet, the melech haklai. So he says, you can't do it. It's not possible. He's critical of his son-in-law. It's interesting. That's the whole conversation between Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. We have an old rule we mentioned many times from Rav Tzadik. Rav Gedalia Shor brings many times in our Gedalio, the beginning of Parshas Matos is one, that anything that comes up in life, we look to the Torah the first time it's mentioned. So here we have a father-in-law and son-in-law right in the beginning. The father-in-law is critical of the son-in-law. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He doesn't ask him to butt out. He takes his advice. Amazing. That's not the first time a father-in-law told the son-in-law what to do. We have it earlier in the Torah. By the destruction of Sodom, we have Lot talking to his sons-in-law, Chesach, Hasan of Lot, ben Esav. He tells his son-in-law, Sodom is being destroyed. Quick. Join me. Let's flee Sodom. It was a joke to them. The old man, what's he talking about? And they didn't listen to him. And they stayed behind in Sodom, and they were incinerated. They were destroyed. Interesting that we find father-in-law, son-in-law relationship in the Torah, where one is critical of the other. It's interesting that Moshe and Yisrael talk one more time in Parshas Ba'al Oischa. There they also disagree. Although there it's Moshe Rabbeinu telling Yisrael what to do. He tells Yisrael, go with us, Eretz Yisrael, and the Tov HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to us, you'll have a part of it. Join us. And Moshe Rabbeinu, and Yisrael replies, not doing. So it's interesting that all the times we find interaction is a disagreement. Haloi Damaru. The Torah seems to be telling us that it's natural. It's natural for a father-in-law and son-in-law to care about each other, to point out their differences, to point out things where they're different. And so, it's a normal thing. What's the lesson of the Torah? When a father-in-law criticizes a son-in-law, he could take it one of two ways. He could laugh at him, like the light son-in-law, or he could take his advice, like Yisrael's son-in-law. So it's your choice. You can be like Yisrael's son-in-law. You can be a Moshe Rabbeinu. You can take the advice. Chazal say he didn't take every bit of advice. The Sinai Betzah he didn't take. A little bit of it he didn't take, but he basically accepted it in the spirit that it was given. Or you can be like, God forbid, like Lot's sons-in-law. The Torah gives you the two digmas, the two images to have in front of you. What an incredible, incredible lesson. So, one lesson from Aseres HaDibros, one lesson from Yisrael. Let's talk about the language. Aseres HaDibros, Dibor, that language. As you know, speaking is known as Mamorais. Speaking, the world was created by Sara Mamorais. And Dibor. Dibor is also speaking. It's called Aseres HaDibros, and the world is created by Sara Mamorais. Isn't that strange? What's the difference? Why is one called Aseres HaDibrais and one called, it's called Aseres HaDibrais? The Torah says Aseres HaDvarim. But still, why did the Torah do it? It's called Asara Mamorais. Because the Pasuk says Vayomer Hashem. But why? So I saw a Gevaldiger Optage, just the translation, the definition, the Digduk, of Omar and Dibor. Omar is saying something without any implication that there's anybody listening or any connection between the speaker and the listener. Omar is just to say, Vayomer Haman Belibay. Vayomer, he said in his heart. It has nothing to do with the connection to a listener. Dibor, however, Yidaber Hashem O Moshe Leima, Dibor implies a yachas, implies some sort of a connection between the speaker and the listener. If you look in the Unkelis, you'll see that this is very, very clear, because we find when Unkelis translates V'Amar Hashem L'Moshe, V'Yemer it's Le, and when it's Dibor, it says V'Amar Hashem Im Moshe. It points out a connection. Asara Ma'amorais, Hashem wasn't speaking to anybody. Asara Ma'amorais Divrahaimam, the world was created with 10 Ma'amorais. The word is Omar. Dibor, that's something else. That's something else. Dibor, Parsha Sefer Devarim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Devarim Tekai, so he knows them for 40 years. Ein Lo Devarim Al Dat Rabbi, at Arbaim Shana, he finally connects well with Klal Yisrael. It's Devarim. It's Dibor, speaking to, directly to, being critical, yes, correcting Klal Yisrael. That's Dibor. Today, people are so delicate, it's very hard to tell them things as it is. To tell them, you have to be gentle, you have to be vayomer, you have to speak softly, you can't speak things the way they are. In the ideal world, a person should be a listener. Like Moshe Rabbeinu listened to Yisrael. A person should be a listener, you should be able to listen. I'll give you Mishmar as an example. But now I talk about Mishmar, I talk about it in a light way. Need you at Mishmar, come to Mishmar, it would be a nice thing to come to Mishmar. Is that really so? Is coming to Mishmar extra credit? Is it really extra credit? Is it extra credit to take at least one night a week and learn late at night? Is that something that it's a nice thing to do? It really should come as a dibor. It should be a yachas. It should be, I tell you the way it is. You can't go every night and dray around your house, dray around your apartment for late at night. You can't do that. You have to put yourself in a base medrash and come home when you're ready to fall into bed and fall asleep right away. That's Dibor would be if I tell you the truth. The truth that it's not extra credit. It's the way it should be. Maybe it should be that way more than one way, night a week. But that is Aseres HaDibrais. Elad Varmish Adibar Moshe. You really want to grow? Hear things that are connected to you, that are meant to be talking to you, like Moshe Rabbeinu listened to Yisrael. Listen to it. Nebuch, we live in a world where people are so delicate. You tell them, what do you mean? Why aren't you in the base medrash one night a week till 11 o'clock till midnight? Why not? What's the reason? All right, you get up at 6 in the morning. So I'll be in the base medrash till 11:30. One night a week, you can't do it. You're so soft. Look what happens in busy season. Ayadaber, Aseres HaDibrais. Be ready to hear things as they really are. Of course, if it's a little rainy, a little snowy, a little cold, I might not find parking. Of course, that's a good enough excuse. It's all right. You know, you'll miss it tonight. What do you mean? Tell it as it is. Mefum Tzaragra. Got to put in your energy and put in your kaiches. Do it. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'kol kaychecha. Wishing everybody a wonderful Mishmar wherever you are tonight. Sitting in a base medrash and learning. Be'ezras Hashem. And Yitz Hashem, it will be a wonderful week for one and all. A guten Shabbos.